Faith to faith. That's called life. Faith to faith. Step by step.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friscup. This message was recorded on June 4, 2025, and is titled, It's Obvious. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
Minute by minute, walking with God. And we talked about that a lot here lately. The will of God, that man would walk with God. That's it. You see, already, it's getting simpler. Already, there's a manifest presence that God has your attention tonight. You see, I think sometimes God likes when I'm running late. I don't think they'd teach you this at seminary, that the best way to prepare for a message is auctioneer a cow sale all day. Grab you some chicken nuggets and get on over there. Skip the singing, give a prayer, open your Bible, and see what happens. You know what happens when I'm running late? I'm more out of the way than I've been in a while. I have not had time to get my fingerprints all over this. So line by line, we just do this. And you can tell right here tonight that the Lord has everybody in this room your undivided attention. I can tell by looking. Nobody's dozing. Nobody's yawning. Most of you just barely blinking. I mean, really. You're listening. I'm going to bet you something, and you couldn't do this most Sunday mornings. I bet I could stop right now and ask any one of you if there's a sentence that I've said in the last 20 minutes that you'll remember, and I guarantee everybody's got one. You've been listening. Listening for the Lord. You know why? Because these next verses may be the most important verses in our society at this moment in time. Of the whole Bible. The whole thing. Right here. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness. There's never been a time in my lifetime, and I don't think there's ever been a time in the 250 years of this country, that men and women have taken a position of suppressing the truth. I'm not talking just the pulpit, but higher academia, the medical institution, the institution of education, the institution of religion have done everything in their human power to suppress the truth of God that is so easily realized, so easily realized. But because the institutions have recreated the wall that Jesus tore down, that Jesus rent in two from the cross, that spiritual curtain between the most holy place and all mankind when he breathed his last, and it was rent in two, man has reconstructed almost as in the days of Babylon, that we're going to build a tower that's higher than God. We're going to find God on our own, and we're going to do it on our terms, and we're going to do it with our hands. And pretty soon you miss the whole thing. And it was right under your nose. Absolutely obvious. How do we get to a place where we think God comes and goes? You know, we believe that. We believe it. You guys don't believe it as much as you used to because you've heard me yap about it. Where did he go? Where is he? Sunday morning was one of the best church services I've ever done at a team roping. And here again, I was running late. I'd done had three trips to Amarillo. I'd done had wedding rehearsal on Friday night. I had a wedding on Saturday night. I come back home. They asked me to do the church service at the team roping that morning in Amarillo. So I jumped my little horse and my little buggy, and I took off to Amarillo, and I got there. And it was so good. God was so good. And I'm just going to share just a second with you, and this will be a little bit redundant, but be a good reminder. The arena was full. I mean, they gathered up. And I said, I just want to ask you something. It's going to sound a little silly, but where's the arena? Well, we're sitting in it. How do you know? Well, it's the arena. You're right. It is. And I said, right there's the healing box. Right there's the heading box. Right there's the in gate. Down there's the strip and shoot. There's the out gate. I said, throughout the day, from the very beginning, the headers will know where to come in and where to go out. Sometime during the day, the healers will figure it out too. And I said, you know, if you don't know about the arena, and you're sitting here on your horse today with your money invested and you're entered, you're way ahead of schedule. You're going to get it handed to you if you don't understand these very simple details. And I said, now, I think y'all probably thinking I went crazy or ain't had enough sleep this weekend or something. But I just want to ask you another question. Where's heaven? And better yet, you better ask yourself, what is heaven? It got really quiet, just like in here. If we take our religious theologies and we begin to put the arena in another building while we're standing over here waiting to rope. If we'll continue to keep God separate from us and keep trying to somehow earn a way to get closer to Him, not only have we lied to each other, but we've done this amazing disservice to each other. And if you're not careful, right where you stand, you should know what you know, but you'll find yourself chasing around in search of God and chasing around in search of knowledge of God. And you'll find yourself reading books about this book when you should have probably just read this book. And to set our minds on the reality of what is truly happening, what has happened, and what is truly happening. Let's quit with the man-made atmospheres and all the theology and just done with it. You know why? Because if that works so good, you wouldn't have to have a national debate about a transgender reading to little kids in a library. You wouldn't have to go through all the torturous stuff we go through as school systems and governments and public squares now with the amazing, amazing craziness that's in the world. You wouldn't have senators and congressmen and women doubling down on absolute lies and foolishness, doubling down on it. Almost like they want to prove God wrong. I've come to the conclusion that most men that want to dress up like a girl really aren't, don't believe, they're not to where they don't believe there's a God. They're just angry at God that they weren't born in a dress. But whether you're happy with God or angry with God, you acknowledge there's a God. And he says right here, they suppress the truth because what may be known of God is manifest to them, for God has shown it to them. Do you know another thing that is not unwrong? It's just overused. That as the people, as the sheep of this pasture, we look to certain people that we believe God reveals things to. He has revealed things to all mankind. But when you're always looking for the guy, his name's Jesus. His name's Jesus. That's the guy. And he says right here, now listen to this. For since the creation of the world, the invisible attributes, those are the attributes of God, are clearly seen. How can the invisible be clearly seen? It's easy. It's right under your nose. You look at one of the most amazing things God ever did every morning when you brush your teeth. You came right out of His imagery. You came right out of His plan of creation. You came right out of that. You're amazing. You know what's funny to me? You can look at a skyscraper or an airplane or something that somebody built and go, wow, this is amazing. When's the last time you looked at a human and went, son of a gun, how do you get one of them? I got a really good one hangs out with me. She left shoes and a Bible and everything up here. What about the invisible attributes of God? What's He talking about here? They're clearly seen. Being understood by the things that are made. See, He's talking about the Creator. He's talking about the things that God has done, the things that God made, the things that God put into place. He's talking about all that. Do you know you can realize every nickel of that without ever reading Genesis 1? Do you know there's people in the world that don't believe this Bible is the inherent Word of God? Do you know there's people that go to church every week that still don't believe this Bible is the inherent Word of God? Do you know I know of a seminary personally, they tell you on initiation day that this Bible is outdated and not truly accurate for today's time. And it is a mainstay institution of a mainstay denomination in this United States of America. I know because I know that bunch well. Yeah, no wonder we're messed up. But He said, even His eternal power and His Godhead is recognizable. And He says right here that He's invisible, they're clearly seen, even His power, His Godhead. So they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts. And in their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools. How many of you heard any of them in the last 10 years? Stand up in some of the highest places. I mean, do you want me to name them? Omar, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Al Not So Sharpton. Let me pick a few more. You need any more names? I can go right down the list. Yeah, pretend to be wise. And the minute they open their mouth, y'all know the old adage. It's one thing to be thought of as a fool. And the second thing is to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And He says right here, they profess to be wise. They became fools and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creepy things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their heart to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. They became unnatural. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those practices, or approve of those who practice them. We have groups of people claiming to be Christians, synagogues, temples, men and women in high places, who not only turn a blind eye to some of this stuff, turn a deaf ear to some of this stuff, but some of them advocate for some of this stuff. Do you know why the things that's happening in the earth are happening today right under our nose? Is because the church sat by and let it happen. It was ours to tend to. It was ours to do. We're the ones who walk in the righteousness of God. We're the ones who have the mind of Christ. We're the ones who walk in the power of God. We're the ones who should understand what's right under our nose. Do you realize I do not have to read Genesis 1 that said God created them male and female? If I never read Genesis 1 in my entire life, my mom and dad, when I was a little kid, could have took me outside. And when my dad took me quail hunting, he could have said, son, you see that one, that little comb thing on his head? That's a he quail. You see that other one wiggling around in front of him? That's a she quail. This over here, son, this is a mare. And this is a stud. If you'll leave him alone long enough, you'll get a colt. There is not one species of animal that has any more than two genders. Male, beast, creepy, crawling creatures, fish of the sea, the birds of the air, none. None. It's absolutely under our nose. Why is it so hard to understand? Why do we continue to have the discussion? Why is this a mainstay of the conversation of America today? Why is the church so silent? Yesterday morning I brought it up. Sometimes my wife thinks I'm a little over the top. Probably not so much after we visited this morning. But I read a deal on Facebook, a guy put it up there, said, during the month of June, if your pastor does not say something about Gay Pride Month or something, if he does not address the subject, he's one of two things. He's either a queer or he's a coward. There are people in my life don't like the word queer. You know what the word queer means? Strange and obscure behavior. Strange behavior. Do you know where I live? If I see a man kissing a man, I think that is strange and weird behavior. It looks queer to me. But the visit we had this morning was very educational for me and her both. She said, you do know that hurts people's feelings. And she said, but I think you don't care about their feelings. And I said, well, you're thinking quite well. You know why? Because for decades, the church has preached your feelings and left your mind on the porch. The church has preached you your feelings. They fixed the music. They fixed the time. They fixed the temperature. They fixed the chairs. They fixed the preaching. They fixed everything to your feelings and left your mind on the porch. When anybody with an IQ over 2 who never read the Bible in their life, you can send them on a journey in God's created earth and tell them, find the third gender. Here's $1 million. Go, my son, be well and find the third gender. They'll blow your million, but they're going to come back empty-handed. Do you know why? Because the laws of nature are the laws of nature's God. And even in the church today, we have lost sight of the Creator. You have New Testament churches that don't even know Jesus is older than Abraham. When everything's about the cross and everything's about getting to heaven, everything's about your redemption, not about a life following Jesus. We're just going to get you ticket punch or your hiney stamped or whatever it is you do. Some people can't stay saved over 6 days, so they'll get you saved every Sunday. It's just not how it is. We got to come back to the Creator. You know, even a fool like Darwin, who actually in some of our school books has more pages on Darwinism than they do on the truth of creation by the hand of God Himself. Do you know that you have the highest percentage of students in the American colleges today that believe they're evangelical Christians? They are saved and going to heaven, but they do not believe the fact that God created heaven and earth in 6 days and rested on the seventh. They do not believe that God took a pile of dirt and breathed in it and it became a man. They do not believe that He put him to sleep and took a rib and made a helpmate and a woman. They do not believe that two genders were created for one sole purpose, that you would come together as one and create godly offspring. And that process is handed down through every animal and beast. Do you know, as foolish as Darwin was for just grasping at the air and talking about evolution, evolution had to start somewhere. What came first, the chicken or the egg? Even in the facts of evolution, there had to be procreation, or you wouldn't be here. Every queer and every transgender came out of the process of God, where a male and a female came together and offspring were created. When man gets his fingerprints on there too much, you're going to mess some stuff up. When you rob people of the life, you rob people of the opportunity to be married, a man to a woman, the opportunity to raise offspring, the opportunity to have grandchildren, the opportunities to do these things. I know there's not everybody has kids, and I know not everybody has grandkids, but I promise you one thing, God put in the earth the opportunity to do so, and it is one of the greatest blessings there is in the earth, and it comes with generational purpose and generational promise. That's how God did it. And let me tell you, two boys kissing each other are not going to come up with chicken or the egg. Neither one. It is the utmost of selfish endeavors. The utmost of selfish, godless endeavors. But because the church fell prey to the idea that you might hurt somebody's feelings by talking about queerdom, that we left our children's minds open to the destructive nature of those that he's talking about in the Bible. The destructive nature of those who think they're smarter than God, higher than God. They tell you what they think they know, and they're fools. They stand up like they're wise, and they're fools. But we left our children empty-minded, and their souls are empty, and we turned them loose with these people, and they came back, and they said, "Daddy, I think I'm a girl." "No, honey, take your clothes off. Stand in the mirror. I'll show you. I don't care what you think. Here's the facts. This is the facts. I'm telling the truth. The laws of nature are the laws of nature's God. So even if you don't believe in Jesus, even if you don't believe the Bible is the inherent word of God, you live in a world that was created by the Almighty. Who is Jesus? The Bible says all things created by Him, for Him, and through Him. But in our man-made theologies and our institutions, we've separated God into three pieces of pie. We don't even recognize His Godhead, and it says right here, all you got to do is look to nature to realize the Godhead of God. You don't even have to go to a Bible study. I've been watching a lot of stuff about Phil Robertson. I like that old bugger, and since he died, there's been a lot of stuff pop up. But the best one I thought the other day, He was riding in a boat all by himself. He said, I spend a lot of time in the woods, as much time as I possibly can. And I spend all my time loving God and loving others. That's it. That's it. We wanted you to find God in buildings built by human hands, and the Bible says He doesn't dwell there.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.